Hello, my name is Corey, and I am a Star Wars.
And my name is also Corey, and I am also a Star Wars.
And my name is also Jim, and I am also a Star Wars.
And we are a Star Wars. And this is another mini episode. This is going to be a quick hitter slash rapid fire slash...
Lightning round.
Episode. We're going to get a bunch of questions. Corey Martin has them written down. Timer is started and go.
Timer is set.
It's a force lightning round.
It's a force lightning round. So this is what the show is going
to
be like.
The only rule is going to be that if we have the same answer, then we have to pick another answer.
Good rule.
So let's start with something easy. Your favorite ship in all of the Star Wars universe.
You go first because you asked.
You started it.
You know what? I've always just been Luke's X-Wing. I feel like that's like...
Do you think that Poe Dameron's X-Wing is any cooler because it's black?
It looks weird. Like, the proportions and stuff are off,
right? It
looks
longer, right?
Yeah.
To me, it always seems like it's just a little bit longer than the traditional X-Wing.
Yeah. When I think of, like, them about to take off on the Battle of Yavin, and there's, like, that whole hangar full of all their ships and stuff, and, like, that just looked so real. It looked like... the inside of a aircraft carrier now, like that kind of stuff, where it just that's like the perfect, like the Star Wars lived in world kind of thing. So
Jimmy,
favorite ship?
Yeah. Oof. Get into the mic a little bit.
He just yelled at me. Slave One.
Okay, well, y'all just laid it right out there for me.
Put it up. You can have it.
The Millennium Falcon. I mean, easy one. Go.
Now, has the Millennium Falcon has been in? Well, I guess it is in all three trilogies because you can see it a little bit.
It's in all three trilogies. It's not featured at all in the
prequels. Prequel trilogy. You can see it in the background.
Yep.
As much as you
in
can
Revenge
see
of the Sith.
E.T. Yeah.
Yep.
All right, great.
All right, next question.
Favorite planet to be featured?
Who's going first?
My brain is just full of the Cantina song. I wouldn't pick Tatooine, but like my brain is just singing that song right now.
You know what I'm going to say? And it's from The Last Jedi, but what was it called with the salt planet? Crate?
Yeah.
Jimmy? I thought that was so visually amazing, the way that it, you know, was covered in salt, but you rub it and it turns red. It was awesome. That was visually amazing. I liked that. And it had those wolves that are made out of diamonds for some
reason. The crystal. Yeah, right?
Yeah. Fuck was that? What are they eating?
Sand.
Salt?
Sand.
They ate sand?
When there was nothing to eat, we ate sand.
You ate what?
We ate sand.
When there was no fowl to be had, we ate crawdad.
All right, that's my planet. Go.
Lothal. I think what they did in Rebels on Lothal was brilliant. And then that's where the Loth cats come from. So Lothal, that's my favorite planet.
I don't have a favorite planet. Is that a bad answer?
Do you love them all?
I just don't have a favorite.
What's your least favorite?
Mustafar.
Mustafar is some bullshit.
Name three planets.
I like Endor. I like Endor.
There
Endor
we go. Cool as hell.
I'm on that train.
You were like Mustafar, Endor, and then you could have been like Yavin.
No, I'm on that train. What's next?
Hoth. Hoth
is pretty cool.
Pretty cool. It's really cool. Because it's covered in... Okay. Next one. Favorite bad guy. There's a few choices.
We're all going to say the same answer, so somebody's going to go first and be
all right, so let's get Vader out of the way.
Sorry. I didn't read it. Favorite bad guy other than Darth Vader? That's the question. I'm going Maul.
That's a good one.
I wish that Maul, he hadn't been killed because Maul, I hate when they bring back
movies,
a dead person.
Wait. Hold on. Not just Maul, but just the question. Are we only looking at the movies?
No.
We looking at...
Everything.
Like all of Star Wars.
All of canon.
Maul, that's a tough one to beat, I think, because his arc is just great. I mean, it's tragic,
and
but
the
it's
other
a
ones,
really
we don't,
good arc.
Like, we've gotten a little bit of, like, Dooku's background, but not... we didn't get...
If I was only going from the movies and it's not Darth Vader, I would say General Grievous.
Grievous is kind of
Grievous
badass.
Was a badass.
I'm gonna say Cad Bane.
Hmm, he's a good one.
I like Cad Bane quite a bit. At first, I wasn't into Cad Bane, but like the more I got to know him over the shows, and then like the fact that they brought him into the Mandoverse, and I don't think he's dead.
I was just gonna ask you, do you think he's dead or not?
I don't think he is. No, they made it a point to zoom in and they show the fucking monitor still mm-hmm. beeping on his chest, right?
Yep, he's still out there.
Next.
Favorite bit character. This could be widely interpreted.
So I don't know the character's name, but mm-hmm. Amy Sedaris in the Mandalorian universe is one of my favorite bit characters.
Pello, was her name Pello?
I'm bad. Yeah. I don't know the name. I love her performance is so much fun to watch. Yeah, she's having so much fun. I just love it.
Pelly or some shit. It's got a P.
Yes. I don't know.
So what is bit?
Like not a main character. Like
Jar Jar doesn't count.
Jar Jar's too.
He's a main character.
But like Sebulba.
Is there
Sebulba would be a bit character.
There would be some like is it a certain amount of time? Because I like Quill quite a bit. We talked about Quill earlier. Mm-hmm.
You know what? He's so good, it doesn't matter about our question. Yes, he counts.
Awesome. Yeah.
Corey Martin?
I'm gonna go with the guy who was in charge of the Rancor. That cried when the Rancor.
The Rancor
killed.
Keeper.
The Rancor Keeper. Yes. Yeah. I love that.
Because
he had a bad day. He had one good job in a shitty place.
But it was that was such a good like subversion of your expectations to be like, the monster's killed.
The guy that loved the monster.
Someone
sad.
Loved that monster.
Yep.
Aw, that's nice.
I like it.
It's a good bit.
Good answer.
How about your favorite lightsaber?
We touched on this briefly earlier in the what would your color be? The green. Am I going first?
Yeah.
Luke's green.
You have the conch.
The all-timer for me.
Yeah. It's probably Darth Maul's double-bladed saber. When he first pops that out at the Duel of the Fates.
That is an oh shit moment.
That is like one of my personal best, like in the theater, like what is happening moments. From an otherwise not great movie, but
I mean that's a good one. I can't think of another one, so I'll try. Wait,
I mean there's a purple one out there.
But like for I'm trying to think just from the movies, and it's not a spectacular moment. It's not a pivotal moment, but the moment that is popping into my memory is Obi-Wan fighting Jango Fett on the landing platform of. Whatever the water world was.
Kamoa or whatever.
Yeah, the Kamino. Kamino. And the way, just like that scene where Jango Fett is flying and double blaster shooting down on him and Obi-Wan is, you know, deflecting the blasters with his, I mean, that's the first thing that popped into my head.
Nice.
So like that it. One.
Obi-Wan is a G.
He was.
OG.
All right, the next one. Favorite movie moment.
So we covered this in the What Is Your Favorite Star Wars episode. Just an all-timer for me is the skiff scene. And, you know, Jabba's cell barge. And
around the Sarlacc
pit.
Which
part in particular from that sequence?
When fucking R2 throws the saber across the fucking Sarlacc pit.
I'm leading this question because I know that's your favorite. And I know you have issues with droids. But we'll come back to that later. But
yeah, and then Luke catching that goddamn saber and turning it on and just whipping ass. That's an all-timer for me.
How about you? Oh, okay.
Yeah, you go.
Favorite from all of the movies or just in general or the first one that pops in my head, I really do like the sequence from Last Jedi with the death of Snoke and then the hyperdrive maneuver. I like it. And the reason why I like it isn't because of psychoanalyzing it after the fact. I remember what the audience in the theater sounded like when that beat played for the first time. Everyone was genuinely shocked. Like it was a real moment shared in the theater. Again,
you're talking about like Kylo activating when they the saber do the from
no what the Hoda maneuver when when she light jumps and shatters Snoke's ship. the theater, the 500 people that I was watching the movie with, everyone was like,
because the film is silent for a couple seconds.
It's a great technique. I'm not saying it right. There's plenty of how the hells. That is an amazing beat in Star Wars.
I loved that moment also. And it wasn't until like the next day where I was like, wait a minute.
Why didn't they do that so many other times? I think
that just ruined Star Wars.
They made the bigger bomb, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So I got to go. What's my favorite moment?
It's your turn. Is it when George Lucas added the extra song and dance number to the original trilogy?
It is not.
I didn't think so.
It's not that. I think it's the, I love you. I know.
Yeah. That's a great moment. Scene. Yeah.
I like that part. Hell. Yeah.
I like it. All right. What else?
Biggest cringe moment.
You first.
Why am I first?
Why not?
There's a lot of cringe in the prequels. The acting is pretty cringe. Are you talking about, or can it be anything?
It can be anything.
Interpret how you
Hayden Christensen's performance was pretty rough in the I don't like sand. It gets everywhere.
You know,
and I'm not trying to shit on the man because he was still essentially a kid at that point. That was pretty rough. He had some better moments in the movies.
I'm not gonna blame it. Yes, it's cringe. Yes, it's cringe.
Can we blame it on George Lucas?
Yeah, it's not. 100%. It's not Hayden's fault.
Yeah,
it is not.
It's the material.
Hayden did not write it.
That's true.
Hayden did not direct it.
Yeah, true. So
I bet after every scene, they were all like, "Can we? Do you want to try that again?" And he was like, "No,
we need another one."
You said all those words. Let's move on to the next shot.
We had the table read.
Yeah, you said all of it. That's all right, great.
Let's go.
Jim, I don't care how you say it.
Is it cringe?
Yeah.
I really don't want to pick on Attack of the Clones, but man, that's the one that hurts the most. It just does. But all right. So biggest cringe moment that's not from Attack of the Clones, that's in a movie that I actually like a lot, which would be Last Jedi. Some of the force projected sequences between Rey and Kylo, their moments were just as agonizingly stilted as my least favorite moments of the Attack of the Clones. Like some of their exchanges are just as tough to watch as anything from Attack of the Clones.
I'm going to say that mine is at the very end of Rise of Skywalker when he dies and then she dies or whatever, but it's somewhere in there they kiss. And it just never made sense to me.
Do they kiss?
Yeah.
Jim and I are just looking at each other.
They do. Like, she gets killed and then he uses his life to bring her back.
You mean the force power they introduced on Mandalorian just so they could use it?
Yes.
Okay.
It came out the day before or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. And I was like, oh shit.
But they have a big wet kiss and then one of them dies. He dies for real.
That is weird.
And I was just like,
is that like the biggest cringe moment? Is that what this is? Are we still on that question?
Yeah.
Okay.
It makes me cringe, but I also just wanted to open it up to like, did that feel earned to y'all? Like
it did not.
Like in any of those movies, do you think these two get together?
It doesn't feel earned.
Like I never once thought like, oh, I bet these two will end up romantically together. Like I never thought that at all.
I did feel that about Han and Leia, but only because of Empire, because the way that they fought.
No, I mean Rey and Kylo specifically. Sorry. Gotcha. I never thought the two of them should be hooking up.
Not at all. I certainly never felt that.
So if it's not that, then
it is a cringe moment.
But it's also cringe a lot of what they made Jake Lloyd say. Yeah.
Are you an angel?
Are you an angel? Oh, that's tough.
It's not.
It's not his fault. That's what I'm saying.
No.
But to make the boy say, "Let's try spinning," that's a good trick. Like, come on, give the kids.
I buy that one a lot more than "Are you an angel?"
Next question.
I'm a person and my name is Anakin.
I'm not going to say anything else.
Okay. Favorite guest star. So this would have to be like somebody from a show, right?
Off record, I said Bill Burr.
Bill Burr.
Bill Burr.
We might have to throw in the Mortal Kombat music right here and fight.
Finish him.
Because I would say Jack Black. Just because I love Jack Black and I was happy to see
him. I think Lizzo and Jack Black worked really well in that episode. That was the most, to me, Star Trek episode of Star Wars I've ever seen. It just felt like a Star Trek what if world out of world, whatever.
Yeah.
It felt, I don't know,
that comfortable. That's my answer, though. What's your answer?
My answer is, what's the question?
Guest star. You said Bill Burr.
Bill Burr. Yeah. What about you?
It would not be Lizzo. I didn't. God, I think it would be Bill Burr too.
Nope.
So we can't do that. We have to think of something else.
Christopher Lloyd.
It was good.
I mean, it doesn't have to be your favorite.
Lizzo. Let's move on.
That's technically
next question.
Next. Yeah.
Next question.
Okay, what is your favorite moment from your least favorite movie?
And because I posited that question, I'd like for you to go first.
Well, my least favorite movie is... is it Last Jedi or is it Rise of Skywalker?
Over the prequels?
It's for you to answer.
Yeah, I would watch the prequels over those two. Wow. Yeah. Yeah.
Which is it?
I'm going to say it's Last Jedi, and I'm going to say it is... Oh, this is my favorite moment from that movie.
Yeah.
It's in that final duel. It's Kylo versus Luke.
Okay. Yep.
I love Kylo Ren. And when he's standing behind those guys and he's like,
"More
everything we've got, hit him." That's
a good scene.
It's such a good for his character because he is.
But it just gives Luke all the more glory when you realize he's not there.
Yeah. That's my favorite moment.
Give me your answer.
Favorite moment from least favorite film.
So what's your least favorite film?
Attack of the Clones. Mm-hmm. Favorite moment would be the 10 minutes worth of the actual Clone Wars, where you see the clones appearing through a cloud of dirt, and it's just red and blue lights streaking in this cloud of orange sand. And then it zooms out of that, and you've got this massive battle, and you've got, you know, cameras doing whip pans and zooms into ships and people on the ground. And just like that to me was the delivery of the promise of Obi-Wan casually mentioning something called the Clone Wars. That there's 10 minutes in that movie that are so exceptionally executed, mm-hmm. that are so much fun to watch, that are just like, yes, that's what the Clone Wars looked like. I hate that movie. I love that moment.
Nice.
I would say the Duel of the Fates scene is my favorite scene from The Phantom Menace, which is probably my least favorite movie.
That is an incredible scene.
Yeah, that's the shit.
I completely agree.
Yeah, I don't think anybody
redeems that movie.
Yeah, yeah,
like
exactly.
That movie is worth it for that.
Yeah. Yep.
Next, we've got about a minute.
The next one is, which character would do the best on Hot Ones? Which is an internet show where they eat hot wings, right? I've never watched it.
It's fun.
It's pretty good. What was the name of...
Num Num.
Yeah, Num Num.
I mean, I think he'd kill it.
He's got like four sets of lips, doesn't he?
I don't...
That's a lot of lips to be burning on some hot wings.
I think it'd be Han. Han's the truth.
What was the name of the character from Solo, though? The not... Han, she's ruling the Red Dawn.
Kira.
I think she would like
Khaleesi.
Khaleesi, yes. I think she would do just fine on Hot Ones. And
I'd like to see Jabba
not
the
drink water. What about Yaddle?
They would just be throwing them in his mouth. Mm, yeah.
I had another answer earlier and now I don't remember what it was.
When?
Earlier.
Oh, yeah.
It was earlier.
Yeah. Salacious Crumb. Fun.
He invented the chicken wing.
Oh, that's it.
Oh, no.
This episode is over. Thank Speed you guys round. For listening to
That
us.
Was a good episode.
We are a Star Wars, and may the Force be with you.
May the Force be with you.
May the Force be with you.